feel like today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning. What a beautiful Sunday morning. I hope it's as nice where you are as where I am. The sun is up now. It's bright. The sky is blue. It's absolutely gorgeous. Great day to work around the yard. Clean all your perennial beds. You know, cut off all of the faded foliage, rake the beds, clean them. You're going to see it's going to make things a lot easier for you when spring arrives. Less diseases, less insects. The beds have already been cleaned. I learned my lesson 2 years ago. I got busy. I didn't clean my perennial beds. And then in the spring, what happens is, if you don't get on it right off the bat, the old shoots are still there. The new shoots come up through the old stuff, and it's twice as hard to clean. So get out there. If you've got the time, edge the beds, and you can put down bark mulch right now. And it'll be one less job that you have to do in the springtime. Let's go to the phone lines. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Mary on the line who's got a question about a hydrangea.
Mary, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you and good morning.
Good morning.
My morning voice, Paul. I haven't had coffee yet. I've been listening to your program. It's wonderful. It really is. I listen every Sunday.
Thank you.
We have a hydrangea plant that I thought I had prepared last winter, you know, with the mulching at the base, and then I wrapped with the burlap when it got real, when it was really getting to a freezing point.
Yeah.
But this spring, we had the most lush foliage, but we only had two puny blossoms, and we usually have such a profusion of the blossoms.
Of the blue flowers, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know what I did. I did wrong, and what I should do this year in preparing.
Well, I don't think you did anything wrong, because every time I went to the Cape this year to visit different garden centers and to do the radio show, I did not notice the number of blooms on the plants on Cape Cod that I normally see when I'm down there. So if Cape Cod didn't have as good of a year, then everybody else, I'm sure, was in the same predicament. So the main thing that you want to do with the blue hydrangea is, and I try and do it by this week. I figure Veterans Day is the day for me to get in there and say, the season is done. Hey, it's November. Let's get as much of this work done, because who knows what happened in November. I mean, hopefully we won't get any snow until December, but it's possible. And, you know, we could have real cold weather. So go out there, take a piece of string, tie it on a branch, pull your branches together, and tie them at the top to a point so it looks like a Hershey Kiss, fat on the bottom, coming to a point. Now, the thing that you want to do is I use bark mulch, and I'll buy a bag of bark mulch. I'll stuff it in between the shoots coming out of the ground, 12 to 15 inches high, and then I pack it up against the side of the plant So I have this mound with sticks sticking out of it. And then once I've done that, then I spray some wilt-proof on it. And that's it. I don't wrap it with burlap because I use the wilt-proof instead. So you can use the burlap. That's fine. But use something like bark mulch. I find that if I use pine needles, I have to wait until Thanksgiving. And then when Thanksgiving hits, I'm just so busy, I forget to do it. And that's when I lose some of those branches. So right now, buy a bag of bark mulch. It costs you $4. You pour it right around the bush, tie it, put the bark mulch, spray it with some wilt-proof, and say good night. I'll see you in the spring, and you'll find that things work really well. And what I've done in the past, I'll put the wilt-proof on it now, and then between Thanksgiving and Christmas, if I see we get a day, temperatures are going to be in the mid-40s, I'll spray that hydrangea one more time with it to give it a double coat, and it works out really, really well. So you give that a try, and you're going to see
That's wonderful. I won't use the burlap then this year. I'll just go with the wilt-proof, right?
Yeah. I don't like to see burlap chunks all over the yard. Right. It takes away from that nice clean look to have a pile of burlap there.
I know what you mean. Now come spring, that's pruning time.
When spring comes, you're going to untie the plant. You're going to spread the bark mulch around the plant, and that will help it during the summer.
Yep.
So that you don't have to water as much. Now, what you need to do, Mary, is you have to say to yourself, any new shoots coming out of the ground, those are for next year's flowers.
Mm-hmm.
The dead-looking sticks that are there are the branches that contain the flower buds for that spring and summer. So you need to leave it alone until the growth begins to develop from those dead-looking shoots. And if you look at the plant, you're going to see two buds, one on each side of the stem opposite each other. They're kind of a brown or a black color. When they swell and green shoot comes out, then you can prune the overall height of the plant. But you need to have a stick with 2 to 3 sets of buds bursting open, then you can cut it back.
Right. And for fertilizer, Paul, come spring,
I use Plant Tone from Espoma, the people that make Colitone. I put Plant Tone on it. I use Plant Tone for anything that loses its leaves during the winter. And I use Holly Tone for everything that keeps its leaves during the winter. So I'll take Plant Tone. I'll put it on my perennial beds. I'll put it on my roses. And then Forsythia will get it. My flowering crabs. I have my Coosa dogwoods. But anything that loses its leaves gets Plant Tone. Everything that stays evergreen is Holly Tone, and it works really, really well. Thank you, Mary. We appreciate the phone call. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Joe on the line who has an animal problem.
Joe, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Morning.
I've put the milky spore on my lawn, and it's being dug up like you can't believe.
Yeah, they're out there. Well, I'll tell you, I tried something this past spring, and it worked really, really well this past fall. I got the grass all cut really, really short for the winter because we have a lot of leaves. And it was like the next morning, they were digging all over the yard, and I was ready, fit to be tied after trying to get the yard to bed for the winter. I bought some mole and vole repellent, and I put it down, and it's a castor oil base. I use mole scram, and I applied the mole scram where they were digging, and I treated a much larger area than that, watered it in. And I did not have any more digging since then. It was only that one day. I went in the lawn. I put all of the grass back what I could and walked it down, put the sprinkler on to try and help it get some moisture. And then I put the mole scram, and it has a kind of a citronella smell, but it also has castor oil in it. I put it down, and I haven't had a problem since. You could also use mothball flakes and hand spread it in those particular areas. Now, with the weather getting cold, the grubs that are there are moving down deeper into the soil. And that's why the raccoons are digging deeper to try and get it, creating more and more damage. So, I mean, I don't like to see the cold weather coming. But once we get some cold nights, the animals that do the digging, the raccoons, the skunks, they will go into hibernation. But when you start to get days in the 60s at this time of the year, and they're thinking about sleeping, they wake up because it's warm out, and they go, I'm hungry. Maybe I'll have a little nap before I go back to sleep. And
yeah, but I thought the milky spore would do away with grubs and what have you.
Milky spore will, but it doesn't happen overnight. It takes 3 years to have enough spores in your lawn to kill all of the grubs. The other thing that happens is the raccoons and the skunks are accustomed to going there. They've gone there in the past. They know there's a food source, so they're going back looking. They may not be finding it, but they thought that they found them there. And that's another reason that they're digging. For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with your special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $28.95, and that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. With winter approaching, let's prepare the grass on the side of the road from salt damage left by the snowplow. Apply liquid gypsum from SoilLogic this fall. Visit your local garden center or go to www.paulparent.com, click on sponsors, and then on SoilLogic, and they'll ship it to you. 1 quart will treat 1,000 square feet and is equivalent to 200 pounds of dry gypsum. Better drainage, no wet spots, and no dead grass. Liquid gypsum by SoilLogic. If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
When you're ready to purify your family's drinking water
and save money,
when you're ready to remove contaminants like chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, pharmaceutical drugs, and even iron and rust from your water
and save money,
when you're ready to enjoy crisp, clean water
and save money,
go to purewaterfreedom.com.
How much will you save at purewaterfreedom.com?
Our competition sells fluoride filters between $150 and $200. Our price, $99. They sell reverse osmosis systems for $600. Our under-sink reverse osmosis osmosis system is only $249. PureWaterFreedom.com offers state-of-the-art water filters for every application for home or office. And our whole house fluoride water filters include a 10-year warranty and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get details today at PureWaterFreedom.com or speak to a water purification specialist by calling 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Now the best filtered water in the world comes at the best price at PureWaterFreedom.com.
Did you know the dollar has lost 10% of its purchasing power in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Let's put it another way. Who cares if your investments go up 10% but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hands. You can take it with you. Gold is real money, honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect yourself and your retirement savings in the days ahead, call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. And if you go to paulparent.com, right on the front page at the bottom, it says sign up for a newsletter. And all you need to do is put in your email address, hit submit, and starting the 23rd or the 24th of November, you will be receiving a free weekly newsletter to tell you what's happening in the garden. So if you like the garden, this will be an awful lot of fun. The first edition, again, will come out just before Thanksgiving, and we're going to be talking about the poinsettia plant, cyclamen. We're talking about potting up bulbs to force them so that you've got some color during the winter, and a little bit about the Christmas tree. In the month of December, we have a lot of things. We're going to talk about orchids, calanchoe, different types of tropical plants like bromeliads, gardenias, all kinds of wonderful, wonderful indoor flowering plants for you. And we'll be talking about the outside also. So just go to paulparent.com, right in the front page at the bottom, put in your email address, hit submit, and you'll be receiving the email right through the winter every single week. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Julie on the line who's calling about some invasive vines.
Julie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I have a terrible problem with bittersweet and some other invasive vines, and I'm hoping you can tell me how to get rid of them. I'm at the point where I'm thinking of maybe having to hire someone with a bobcat to just take out all the shrubs and the vines. They're in between Rosa rugosas, so it's very hard to get in to get rid of it. and I'm wondering if you have some miracle you can help me pull off here.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, what I would do is I don't think that you need to get a bobcat to get in there and to rip everything out. What I would do is I would see if you can get one of the neighborhood boys to work with you in the yard, and they could pull it out at this time of the year, or wait until March and pull and dig and get as much of it out as possible. Now, if they're climbing up trees,
yes,
pull down as much as you can from the tree, cut it flush to the ground, and if you can dig the roots, that's great. If you can't dig the roots, at least pull everything out from the tree and from the shrubs. Then in May, early June, when you see that the bittersweet is beginning to make leaves, then what you can do is then you can spray the new shoots. Right now, to try and kill a plant that's gone up 10 feet or more in a tree is really difficult. So if you can pull all that out, cut it flush to the ground, remove it, that's going to really, really hurt the plant. In the spring, it's going to try to reproduce the growth that you have removed, and that growth is going to be succulent. It's going to be soft. It'll be fleshy. You hit it with some Roundup or some cleanup, and that will kill those shoots coming out of the ground and eventually the plant. So I wouldn't remove everything. I would stay away from the power equipment. Do it by hand, and even if you have to do a little bit every day. When I have a big problem like that, what I do is when I get home from work at night, I'll spend half an hour to an hour on that project. And the next day, another half an hour to an hour. And eventually, during the course of the year, I've cleaned up that whole bed. Now, where the bittersweet is coming in your Rosa rugosa, what you do is this. Pull as much out as you can now. Okay, and then in the spring, if it suckers back up, what you do is you can't use like a sprayer, because the Roundup will kill the rose if you get it in contact with the foliage of the rose. So what you do is you buy yourself a 1-inch paintbrush. You mix up some Roundup in a little string bean can. Okay. Mix it in there, take your paintbrush, dip it in the can, and paint the foliage of the bittersweet that's coming up between your roses. And that way, that rose will be protected, but the bittersweet will get a good coating of it, and it will kill it, and it works wonderful. But don't bring in any power equipment. Get one of the neighborhood boys to give you a hand. Tired of watering your Christmas tree every day? Try Vacation this year. Vacation is a new anti-drought product that will keep your Christmas tree green and happy without the need to water it daily. Simply mix a bottle of Vacation with a gallon of water, add it to the tree stand, and your Christmas tree will stay happy and green for the holiday season. No chemicals and safe for children and pets. Go to your local garden center and ask for Vacation. Have you ever traveled with the Fall Fair Gun Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastline, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOA.
When you're ready to purify your family's drinking water
and save money.
When you're ready to remove contaminants like chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, pharmaceutical drugs, and even iron and rust from your water
and save money.
When you're ready to enjoy crisp, clean water
and save money.
Go to purewaterfreedom.com.
How much will you save at purewaterfreedom.com?
Our competition sells fluoride filters between $150 and $200. Our price, $99. They sell reverse osmosis systems for $600. Our under-sink reverse osmosis system is only $249. PureWaterFreedom.com offers state-of-the-art water filters for every application for home or office. And our whole-house fluoride water filters include a 10-year warranty and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get details today at PureWaterFreedom.com or speak to a water purification specialist by calling 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Now the best filtered water in the world comes at the best price at PureWaterFreedom.com.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Gloria on the line, who's calling about her lawn.
Gloria, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you, Paul. I thought I had always taken excellent care of my lawn. It was beautiful and green, I use the four-step program. I use lime. I have sprinklers, and I defatch it. But the end of last summer and this summer, the whole lawn is looking kind of yellow. And I've lost all the nice green. What did I do wrong?
And you use fertilizer four different times?
Yes, the four-step program.
Okay. And so during the whole year, it stayed yellow?
Yes, just from the end of last year and this year. Kind of
so
yellow.
So it wasn't, yeah. Well, I mean, if you've been feeding it, you've done everything possible.
Uh-huh.
The only thing that you could try that would give it a better color is to try and use something that has iron. Now, if you go down to your local garden center, there's a product called Ironite, and Ironite can be purchased as a powder or a liquid. And if you can reach your whole lawn with the garden hose, you can buy liquid Ironite. You put it in a bottle sprayer, like you would use to spray to kill insects.
Uh-huh.
Spray the lawn with the liquid iron, and that will definitely green it up.
Uh-huh.
So I would try iron as a fertilizer to try and bring back that green color. But normally all fertilizers have a little bit of iron, so there's something missing in your soil. Now, the other thing that you could do, and this is something that you can do now or wait until the spring, take a little container, go in your grass with a spoon, and dig like a teaspoon of soil in probably 10 or 12 places in your lawn. Mix it all up, pull out all the grasses and stuff, and then send a sample of that soil to your local county extension service. I think in Massachusetts they charge $10 for a soil test. And if you send them like a baggie with two or three tablespoons in it, or you can bring it to the county extension yourself, they will test the soil and tell you what you need. But, I mean, you're doing everything possible, and the only thing that I know that will prevent yellow is iron. And sometimes iron is there because something else is either missing in the ground or there is too much of something else in your soil, but a soil test would be the way to go.
Okay, and now for your email address. How was it you spelled your last name again?
Parent, just like mom and dad, P-A-R-E-N-T. So just go to www.paulparent, all one word, paulparent.com, and when the front page comes up, at the very bottom, it says sign up for your email. You just put in your email address in that block and hit submit. And starting Thanksgiving week, throughout the winter, and for the next year or more, we will have a free email going out to you every single week with all kinds of tips. And we're going to put some recipes in there, and we're going to be asking you for your favorite recipes, like when it's blueberry season. We'll put a bunch of recipes on blueberries. We'll put recipes for strawberries when the strawberries are out. So we'll have some recipes during the summer on the best way to use zucchini or summer squash or something like that. So it's going to be fun because we're going to take your recipes, put them on the website, and then you can try different things. So I think it's going to be an awful lot of fun. We're going to be doing articles on shrubs and trees and perennials and the lawn. We are also going to have a spotlight on a new product that will tell you about that particular product. We'll have organics, we'll have chemicals, so that give you the choice. Because there's so many new things coming out, I want you at least to know about it. That way you can decide if this is for you or not. There'll be all kinds of really, really fun things. So if you want some gardening information similar to what we talk about here on Sunday, it will come to you every week. just go to www.paulparent.com, and the front page will come up with my picture on it and some gardens. And right at the very bottom, you just put in your zip code. It will show you where, and we will send you that out starting on Thanksgiving week. Thank you, Gloria. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Joe on the line, who's calling about an angel trumpet.
Joe, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How you doing?
Good. And yourself, Joe?
Oh, great. Excellent. I got a question on angel trumpet. During the summertime, the leaves are getting yellow, and then they fall off, and sometimes they get a little bit curly. And it never happened before, the last couple of years. Now they're starting to do that. This year is very heavy.
Yeah.
Anything
now,
to
is this the angel trumpet that you grow from seed?
No,
or
no,
is this one that you bring in the house for the winter, right?
Yes, the one I bring it in for the house.
Yeah. Okay. This is what happened. This past year we had a ton of rain.
Mm-hmm.
And my angel's trumpet, in the past, by the middle of July, that angel's trumpet is in full bloom. My angel's trumpet this year, same place, same pot, same soil, same care, never bloomed until the end of August.
Yeah, right Labor Day.
Yeah, so, I mean, it bloomed at the end of the season instead of early in the season.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of the problem. The other thing is, angel's trumpet, I have found, if you can feed it every single week with something like Neptune's Harvest or Miracle-Gro, they will bloom sooner. Your plant will have much, much better color, and you won't have any leaf drop. So next year, as soon as you put it out,
mm-hmm.
start fertilizing it every single week. I use the Neptune's Harvest Fish and Sea Fertilizer, and I've had great results with that. So you give that a try, and you're going to see a big, big difference in the overall quality. But, like, right now, my angel's trumpet is in my cellar. It's asleep.
Yeah, right.
And it's going to stay there until
the end of
April. Yeah, the end of April, I bring it up. I cut it back. And I start feeding it, and it does really, really well. But this year, Mother Nature had her say. She delayed everything. Mine looked great in September, early October, but I wanted it in bloom in July and August like it normally should. And just this year, it just wouldn't do it. But we didn't have any sun. We had a lot of rain. It was colder than normal, and it just set back that blooming to a time of the year where it really messed things up. So everything is okay, Joe. Mother Nature was the problem, and you were not the only one, because angel's trumpet is something that I've been growing for years and years, and I've never had a problem like this. This is the worst the angel's trumpet has ever, ever looked. 800-259-9231. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Becky on the line. She's got a couple questions for you about getting rid of cat-o'-nine-tails and also a question about azalea.
Okay. Becky, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Oh, thank you, Paul. We have a shallow pond out front, and we have some invasive overgrown cat-o'-nine-tails that we've dug out by the roots, and we've tried to kill with Roundup, and to no avail. They just get stronger. And also, how can I get an azalea branch to root right now?
Okay. If you want the azalea branch, you're going to have to let it root on the mother itself.
Oh, we already cut it.
Oh, you already cut it.
Yes.
Yeah, it won't. If you want to root an azalea, you have to root the new growth, or you're only rooting tips, which is the new growth that's made in the spring. The easiest way to do it, that you don't need to use any rooting hormones or heating cables, is take one of the side branches that you can bend,
mm-hmm.
and where you can bend it into the ground, what you do is you take a knife, you scratch the bark all the way around the stem, about an inch. Dig a little hole, put where you have scratched the bark into the ground,
okay.
Cover it with soil, and what I do is I take a piece of a coat hanger and cut a piece of wire about 6-8 inches, bend it in half so it's like a big bobby pin, and I pin it to the ground.
Okay.
And if you leave it there, it will form roots while it's still attached to the mother. And it does it really, really fast. So, again, take a branch that's flexible that you can bend and put it in the ground so it goes in the ground and then back out.
Okay.
Like the letter U.
Uh-huh.
Where it's in the ground, scrape off the bark, and it will make a root system there. And usually by mid to late June, it's made a root. Then you can cut where it came out of the mother, dig it up, and you have a root system all ready to go.
Okay.
And your first question, my mind.
The cat nine tails.
Oh, the cat nine tails.
The pond is about 2 feet deep, so it does dry out sometimes if we have a drought. And we have pulled the roots out with a tractor, but it just keeps coming back. And I didn't know if there was anything stronger than Roundup or what I should do.
Well, the thing that you want to do with the Roundup is when you go to your local garden center, Roundup comes in different strengths. There's an 18% and then there's a 40%.
Oh.
You can buy Cleanup. And Cleanup is made by Bonide. It's the generic version, and it's 40%, and it's a lot less money than the 40% Roundup.
Oh, thank you.
And what you want to do is you want to paint the product on the foliage. Don't spray it, because if you spray it on your Catalina tails and it goes into the water, mm-hmm. and there's fish in the water, it's going to kill the fish.
How about frogs?
It won't hurt frogs.
Okay, because that's all that's in there.
Okay, then get it right on the floor. But what you do is, as soon as you see that new growth is coming, it is soft and succulent.
Yeah.
Spray it. Wait a week. Spray it again. Wait a week. Hit it 4 or 5 times, and you will kill it. But look for the Bonide, and it's called Cleanup. K-L-E-E-N-U-P. Cleanup is the generic version because it's no longer a patented product. The regular Roundup is 18% active ingredients. The generic by Cleanup is 40% active ingredients. So it's more than twice the strength and it's less money. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wilt-Proof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wilt-Proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall. For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with your special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $28.95, and that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. With the holidays coming, you may be looking for the perfect gift for your favorite gardener. Look no further than Radius Garden Tools. Go to radiusgarden.com. Click on Where to Buy, the online store, and specials. Several sets of tools are on special. And when you add code PARENT, you will get an additional 10% off. Friends with arthritis and carpal tunnel will love them. and they're guaranteed for life. That's RadiusGarden.com, code PARENT.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is hand-picked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's defense capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first three-month supply of defense capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL-4-GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4-GOOD. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at healforgood.com. That's healforgood.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. What a beautiful day. I hope it's as nice where you are as where I am here in southern Maine today. A great day for working around the yard, putting the perennial garden to bed. Now, if you've got a vegetable garden, this is the time of the year where you can do an awful lot to help that garden. When you rake your leaves, take the leaves, bring them to your vegetable garden and drive over the pile with your lawnmower and chip them all up, grind them all up, and blow the leaves right into your garden. The pine needles go in there. Compost goes in there. If you live near the seashore, a day like today, grab a bunch of trash bags, put them in the back of the car. Make yourself a sandwich, or better still, stop at a sub shop, get yourself a submarine sandwich, a nice can of Coke, and enjoy the ocean. Have your sandwich, and then pick up the seaweed into the trash bags, put them in your trunk, bring them home, and spread that seaweed all over your garden. And then in the spring, you can rototill it right in, and that is like putting peat moss in your soil. Seaweed will do the same thing as peat moss, and it's free. And if you can find a place where there's a seawall, where the waves will hit the seaweed up against it, it's in small pieces, and it will break down that much faster. So don't worry about the salt. The salt that's on the seaweed will not hurt the plants. It will kill weed seeds, but it will not hurt your plants. Very, very good. Okay, Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Tom on the line, who's calling about blueberry bushes.
Tom, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yes, good morning, Paul. I'm calling to find out. I have a 3.5-foot-tall blueberry bush. It's about 6 years old. It's done pretty well, except I think maybe pruning it would probably help kind of bear it a little more fruit. So I was just wondering how to prune it and when to prune it.
Okay, it's real, real easy, and you're right. What you have to say to yourself is the tip of every single branch of a plant is in charge of that entire branch, and that's the boss. If you can remove the tip of every single branch, now you're going to have competition with all of the side buds to make the plant thicker and fuller and larger and more productive. So wait until the spring. Wait until we get into late March, early April. And then any shoots that are beyond where they should be, cut them back. And then you can also cut back the very end of every single branch. And I do that with mine every single year. And it will force 3 or 4 new shoots on that plant. Once you get the main shape of the plant, then it will come all by itself. But a little bit of selective pruning in the springtime during late March, April, or even early May should make a big, big difference on that plant. Do you only have one plant, or do you have several, Tom?
I have one 3.5-foot-tall one, but then I planted a couple others this past summer that are right around there. So I figure, well, maybe some other pollination would help.
Yeah, exactly. And you're going to see a big difference. Maybe not the first year, but 2 and 3 years down the road, you're going to start to see that the berry count is going to get better and better and better. Now, the other thing that you can do, like at this time of the year, if you've got the time or in the spring, if it's planted and there's grass around it, make a circle about 2.5 to 3 feet in diameter around the plant. And put down a couple of inches of bark mulch. And that will make a big difference for the plant during the summer. Because when it gets hot and it gets dry, that's when your blueberries are really putting on some size. And by putting down a couple of inches of bark mulch, it will hold the moisture in the ground longer. It will keep the roots cooler. And because your roots are cooler, the less moisture is lost through evaporation because of the mulch, you're going to have better berries and fewer that actually drop from the plant. And that will make a big difference. And now blueberries, the best fertilizer for blueberries is Hollytone. I know Hollytone is for rhododendrons and things like that, but blueberries, the more acidic the soil, the better they like it. And if you can put even aluminum sulfate to make hydrangeas bluer, put that on the blueberries, they love it.